stepping out for a lunchtime burger and fries. But with the British National Health Service now saying that around a quarter of 11 to 15-year-olds in Britain are now considered obese, it's a fast food habit the British government is keen to downsize. In a new plan aimed at tackling the problem, the government's Department of Health wants to curb the spread of fast food restaurants near schools. The new initiative means authorities will have to specifically consider the impact on young people in their area before granting planning permission for new fast food outlets to open. But those representing the fast food industry say the new scheme is unworkable. Bob Cotton, chief executive of Britain's Hospitality Association, says banning fast food will not work and that people should be allowed to exercise choice.
The way you improve people's health is let consumers know what the issues are, give them better information about what is the right food to eat based on what their lifestyle is. The proposal that you can encourage school children to eat more healthily by closing down the restaurants within 500 yards of a school is what I would term a mad dog's idea. We refer to the mad dog's bill, which was just a knee-jerk reaction to a problem.
But while the fast food sector doesn't want Britain's eating habits to be regulated by the government, the British Medical Association maintains that soaring rates of obesity have led to an increase in childhood type 2 diabetes and will cause more cases of heart disease, cancer and osteoarthritis. Anti-obesity campaigners have welcomed the government's campaign. Tam Fry, the chairman of the Child Growth Foundation, says the availability of fast food needs to be restricted before the obesity problem can be addressed.
If you teach children how to eat properly, you then have to provide them proper food. And if you then allow them to go out and have burgers and fast food during their breaks, then you're just undoing all the education that you've given them.
The move to restrict the number of fast food restaurants near schools is part of a 10-year British government campaign to tackle the problem of obesity. The British Medical Association says that the National Health Service spends at least $4 billion every year on treating ill health caused by poor diet. It says that if the problem is left unchecked, obesity will claim many lives. Paul Burge, VOA News, London.